Empower was created because we saw a need for something better, a space where people can engage that fosters growth instead of harm. The internet is very harsh, and I have fear of being judged and misunderstood all the time. Mm-hmm. And that really kept me from expressing myself truly. I wanted to find a community of people who weren't there just to argue, who actually wanted to grow, talk about their struggles, share their experiences, and inspire each other to do better.
Connection is what we all crave, but most social media platforms don't create spaces that actually allow it to happen in a meaningful way, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of algorithms just designed to trigger outrage, highlight the vision, and keep people engaging for the wrong reasons. When you stop expecting and start observing, you'll realize connection is everywhere. You just have to be open to seeing.
You're tuned into the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Visit our website activeaction.fm for more information and to explore all episodes. Don't forget to check our merchandise for exciting goodies at activeaction.shop. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
Hello, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Active Action Podcast. Just always, we try to inspire our audiences to stay positive, stay active, and take action. This special episode today has the purpose to do exactly that. I'll introduce you with some amazing entrepreneur and a very innovative, I think, and a much needed social media platform. One of a kind I have seen in a very long time. But before delving into that, I just wanted to provide a big shout out to all our existing audiences for your love and support and for your very valued feedback and review that you send to us every week. Also wanted to let you know we did started our premium supporters program. So if you just go into our website, activeaction.fm/supporter, you'll see options to enroll in that program where you'll get strategy guides and articles written by our expert consultants on personal and professional development and other exclusive features. If you do want to check those out, you can do that and you can get started for free. Apart from that, we did launch our Active Action merchandise very recently. So if you want to check out our clothing line or some goodies, visit activeaction.shop. But apart from all of that, let's just dig in into this episode. Today, I'll be talking about a one-of-a-kind social media platform developed by the wonderful entrepreneurs Razan and Lamia. Good morning, Razan and Lamia. Thank you so much for joining this podcast. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Thank you. Very good. We're excited for this podcast. Thank you so much for having us.
And Lamia are the founders and co-founders of the Empower social media platform. And I wanted to ask you both, can you let us know a bit about yourselves so that the audience can get connected, and also let us know a little bit about what Empower is and how it actually empowers individuals?
Yes, of course. I'll just do a brief introduction and let Lamia briefly introduce herself, and then I'll talk a little bit about Empower. So I'm Razan, I'm the founder and CEO of Empower. We started off as a Facebook link originally. People looking for a safer space and having a place where nobody would judge, no matter what you said or did. It started off so small with such a little mission, and it grew so much bigger. We realized so many people need a safe space online these days. So we created an app, and I met Lamia through that journey. She started off as an intern. I'll let Lamia continue a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I'm Lamia. I'm the co-founder and COO of Empower, and I'm from Bangladesh. But I met Razan through an internship program. And during that program, of course, I had been through mental health struggles for a very long time. And when I met her, it was a very initial stage where we were just figuring out and trying to know what she was already doing that resonated with my vision in my particular life. And I felt that, yes, this is the platform I would join and how I can really help this platform with. I provided whatever was there in my mind. And of course, she is a person who really takes all these advices, those guidance from everyone, because she believes that everyone is part of the movement who believes in the value or the ethos that we have for Empower. And from there, started the journey. And of course, she thought that I could be the co-founder and the COO. So I think that's how everything shifted from an intern to the co-founder and COO, of course. Yeah.
It's wonderful how people can get connected and even have that confidence and faith to work together just to develop a new, brand new platform from different parts of the world. So I'm always amazed to learn these journeys. So wonderful. Can you let our audiences know a little bit about the platform that we'll be talking today and how the idea of that came up?
Of course. First of all, for those who don't know, Empower isn't just another social media platform. It's a space built on healthy connections, emotional intelligence, and personal growth. So much of social media today is fueled by toxicity, division, performative conversations. People are so quick to cancel, quick to assume, and slow to actually understand. Empower was created because we saw a need for something better, a space where people can engage that fosters growth instead of harm. Everything you love about traditional social media today, connection, sharing, engaging, right? But the difference is you are surrounded by people who actually are committed to making it a healthier space and where you can grow together. So a little bit of the backstory for me, I just never felt comfortable sharing online, especially knowing the demographic and the kind of people that were there. The internet is very harsh and I have fear of being judged and misunderstood all the time. And that really kept me from expressing myself truly. I wanted to find a community of people who weren't there just to argue, who actually wanted to grow, talk about their struggles, share their experiences, and inspire each other to do better. So we don't just connect. We're actually an environment where people feel safe to be vulnerable, learn from each other in a way that's actually meaningful. You'll find friendship, healthy discussions, personal growth tools, and just finding your people. And if you're looking to find your people, Empower is that space.
And what makes Empower different from other platforms, I'd like to just add something in that, is that it's built on values. Like our values are respect, understanding, and self-growth. He did not want to create just another platform where people can just scroll mindlessly or argue in comment sections that we see on traditional social media, right? I think a few days back, I met someone who said that I like conflict. That's the beauty of social media. We did not actually even agree to that term, that yes, the conflict should not be there. We want to eradicate that completely. Mm-hmm. Possible, at least teach people, educate people on that. So we wanted a space where people actually feel connected, seen, and supported. There should not be any fake presence or the way they connect. It should not be fake. It should be authentic. So here's the reality. Connection is what we all crave, but most social media platforms don't create spaces that actually allow it to happen in a meaningful way, right? So instead of getting algorithms just designed to trigger outreach, highlight division, and keep people engaging for the wrong reasons, Empower changes that completely. It's still a social media, but with real sense of community, I guess. I think that's one of the biggest difference from others. And it's not about being perfect. It's about being willing to grow. And when you are in a space where everyone shares their mindset, that connections you make actually feel real, that, okay, your values and my values, your beliefs and my beliefs align together. That's where actually the connection grow and it feels real. So that's what Empower is. And also we built a badge system that reflects this. Instead of just moderating content in a way that silences people, we focus on guiding conversations towards understanding. The idea is simple. If you are open to growing, there is always a space. So this is Empower, actually.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for explaining the platform in details. And I'm sure our audience are hyped to learn more about that. I just wondered, looking back, and where there are any moments in your own lives that pushed you to think differently about personal growth and community?
Yeah, I've been actually thinking a lot about this. When we're younger, we act in ways that people don't understand. We don't even understand. We don't even have the tools to understand. And I don't mean just making mistakes. I mean the behaviors that are reactions to something deeper. For me, I was acting out. I was young, reckless, getting into reckless situations, drinking at a young age, and not because I was some wild kid. But now looking back, I was struggling. I was depressed. I was surrounded by toxic environment. I had undiagnosed ADHD. But when people saw me, they didn't think, oh, she's trying to cope. They think she's trouble. And I think that was one of the biggest problems that we have. We judge people based on what they do and not why they do it. We don't look at the patterns, the unspoken struggles. A lot of people never get the space to figure that out. And that's something I'm trying to be more aware of. What's the real reason behind someone's actions?
I love that Rosanne said that because it's something I had to learn to, because, you know, people's action don't always tell the full story. I used to take things very personally because I had been struggling with a lot of things. There were so many people who acted in a certain way that made me feel that, okay, you know, what, maybe their actions are telling something. So I would take everything personally. If someone reacted in a way I didn't expect, or if a friend who didn't show up for me the way I would have for them, I saw it as a reflection of how much they cared. But what I realized is that not everyone is operating from the same place. People have different capacities, different struggles, and different ways of showing up. Some people are very much vocal. Some people are really introverts, so they show their care in a certain way. But just because someone can't give you what you expect does not mean they don't care. So once I understood that, I stopped expecting people to be what I needed them to be, or started appreciating for who they were. And you know what? That's why Empower is so focused on emotional intelligence. Because once you understand yourself, you can start changing the way you connect with others. And after understanding yourself, you take the time to understand others, their capacity, their limitations, their experiences. You also start to understand the way they show up or the way they behave. And everything. So you begin to see the love, the care, the support don't always look the same from, it varies from person to person. So some, that's, I think one of the biggest revelation throughout this journey we noticed. When you stop expecting and start observing, you realize connection is everywhere. You just have to be open to seeing.
And that should be the purpose of social media, to be honest. That trait is kind of getting rare, where all the social media platforms are filled with toxicity. But you mentioned, Lamia, about observing one another and learning from that. If we just, oftentimes when people use social media, they do that for their pleasure or for leisure purpose. But there is so much to learn from it as well. We kind of overlook that aspect. While we are in that platform, if we can leverage that, there are many opportunities to learn and grow and support from one another. Touching a bit about how Rosanne mentioned about ADHD. You mentioned about struggling with undiagnosed ADHD depression and being judged for your actions rather than the reasons behind them. How did you find the right support system change?
What really changed for me was finding spaces through family and friends and groups online where I wasn't punished for struggling. I wasn't punished for struggling, but I was actually being supported and people didn't shame me for that. Instead of counseling people on Empower, we do exactly that. We provide them the resources and the tools to help them grow. And that's exactly what our badge system is. It's guiding them to the way to navigate their life in healthier ways.
Thank you so much for letting us know. And again, what's something that you have realized as an adult that you wish was taught earlier, especially when it comes to different cultural perspectives?
I think they should be teaching this in schools, honestly. I think about this so much. What we believe, is it really ours? It's actually what we're taught. For example, in Canada, mental health is talked about very openly. Formal. If you're struggling, there are resources. But in other places like Bangladesh, where Lamia is from, that's not always the case. There's still a big stigma around mental health, and a lot of people don't even have access to therapy, let alone feel comfortable seeking it. Instead, they're taught to tough it out, and struggling means you're not working hard enough. And now, if you take someone from Canada and someone from Bangladesh and put them in the same conversation about mental health, for example, they might not fully understand each other. This is what they've been taught, two different cultures, two different perspectives. One person might say, just go to therapy. Well, the other person might say, that's not how it works. Like, you're not doing enough. And that's exactly where misunderstandings happen. And it's not just with mental health, but with relationships, success, gender roles, conflict resolution, literally everything, every conversation you have. We assume people are thinking the way that we do. And we don't ask someone why they think something different. We're not using our perspective taking skills of what was there before. We're just seeing the tip of the conversation, not the perspective. And that is why before we launch to any country with Empower, we make it a priority to study the culture, not to adapt to it, but to study it, to understand it. Teach our members before they engage with people from different backgrounds. If we don't do that, we're just bringing a bunch of people together without giving them the tools to actually understand each other.
Right.
Yeah. Like she mentioned, the different cultures, like from Bangladesh and Canada, there's a huge difference when we talk about mental health and all these things. It's a stigma. Still is. We are struggling. People don't like to mention about mental health. Maybe nowadays it has become a trend that they talk about it, not in a right way. It's just misinterpreted. People are taking it in a different perspective that I personally don't like. I am not even finding the right psychiatrist for me. So exactly this is why education is the foundation of Empower. So we are not here to adjust our values based on where we are. Respect, emotional intelligence, and growth are non-negotiable in this platform. But we also know that you cannot expect people to unlearn something if they were never taught differently in the first place. So before we launch Empower in a new country, we ask a few questions. What are the social norms there? How do people view mental health, conflict, relationships, or success? What biases exist and why? And then we create educational modules inside the app so that when members start interacting, they are not just reacting based on what they were taught growing up. They actually have the context for why someone might think differently. So we really want to learn the culture first. It can be like South Asia. It can be like Africa. It can be anywhere. We want to really learn the culture and then provide the education based on where they are in their life at this moment. Like Roseanne mentioned, we are not coming with the same perspective or the same understanding. That's why it's very important. That's the difference between forcing diversity and actually creating understanding.
It's not about forcing people to agree. It's about giving them that information they need to engage with an open mind. Because the truth is, people aren't ignorant. They're just uninformed. You can't expect someone to think differently if they've never been taught another way. That's why Empower just doesn't connect people. We actually prepare them to have meaningful discussions. Otherwise, what is the point of bringing everyone together if they don't even understand each other?
Right. Thank you so much, you both, for those very wonderful perspective and a lot of food for thought. I feel personally there is so much more just to thinking of what we do actually in social media and how we can leverage that and even how it can help us with our mental health tremendously. I don't think many people have that deep thought because it's kind of the purpose of social media that changes from day to day. One time it's for leisure, another time it's for business. But you can definitely learn a lot from social medias and just connect with each other and grow. But I'm sure our audiences will really find value, should see that value in your platform. I do encourage the audiences to check out that information, check out the link and your app. But we'll talk about that a bit later as well. But before that, I also want to ask you a bit about personality traits, because you are two different persons meeting from two different sides of the world. Definitely, there would be some differences between you guys' personality. But you both run a company together. So my question is, how do your personalities show up in the leadership while operating this company? And what have you learned about yourselves through this process?
We'll get into it. So I've always been bubbly, easygoing. And because of that, people tend to walk all over me. So I try to be more assertive in business meetings and when we work with all the universities. But when I try to be too assertive, I am seen too harsh. And that frustrates me because I'm not trying to be aggressive. I'm trying to stand my ground instead of being the opposite, which is easygoing. People are taking advantage of me. We've worked with over 20 universities, and sometimes students don't transition from looking at these opportunities that we're giving them as student projects, as passionate as they are, but they're stuck in their student roles. They're not taking it as real life work. You can tell that when I have a really easygoing attitude, they don't take me as serious. So I asked my therapist about it, and she told me something that really stuck with me. She said, the reason you feel you're either too soft or too aggressive is because growing up, being loud was the only way you could be heard. That hit me hard because that made me realize all of our reactions, whether it's in businesses, relationships, or friendships, are based on the survival patterns that we had as we were growing up. So example, if you grew up having to fight to be heard, you might be overly assertive now. if you grew up having to constantly keep the peace, you might struggle to set boundaries. I think leadership really exposes those things. You start noticing, oh, I react this way because this is what I had to do before. And that doesn't always mean it's the right approach. Leadership isn't about just running a business. It's about knowing yourself.
And I think, like Razan said, and you also mentioned that we come from different parts of the world and we come from different experiences. So while she is the bubbly and a really nice person, I am more on the side of the tougher side. I always say that, you know what, I am always just strict, cut to the point. This is what I require. This is what it is. The way I was raised or the way I have seen leadership and businesses grow and everything, mm-hmm. and that you're also from Bangladesh, you know the mm-hmm. culture here, it's very tough, very competitive. Everyone pushes each other to be the best. So who is going to, you know, just compete and the same medal? So there is always this fight, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally. And for me, leadership hasn't just been about running a business also. It's been about understanding myself. If you don't understand yourself, your lackings, your shortcomings, and then your strengths, of course, you could show up better for others. Especially in my partnership with Razan, it is something that I really had to learn because she also had ADHD and I did not have any knowledge about it prior because you're in Bangladesh, it's not even a subject to even discuss. So one of the biggest lessons I have learned is that you can't build a truly safe space, whether in business, friendship, or community, if you don't even understand what makes you feel special. So when Razan and I started walking together, I had to take a step back and really ask myself, because there were some, of course, we were working remotely. What do I need to feel heard and understood? And how do I naturally communicate? And is that always the best way? And am I holding on to ways of thinking that make it harder for us to work together? Of course, I had to do that. I had to understand my own emotional needs, my own triggers, my own communication patterns so that I, you know, actually express them instead of expecting her just to figure it out. The way, you know, our culture works completely differently. So at the same time, I had to understand how she operates because ADHD affects how she processes information. So how she focuses, how she communicates. And if I wasn't aware of it, actually, I went back and researched about it when I found it out, started observing her and noticing everything. So I could have easily mistaken things as her not listening or not caring, when in reality, her brain just works differently from mine. I had to do the study and research myself to educate myself. Once we started actively learning about each other instead of making assumptions, we sit and talk about each other on that day, what made her feel that way, what made me feel that way. We discuss every day the open and transparent conversations. And once we started actively doing that, it really helped us. We felt comfortable, safe, and heard. And I think that's such a huge lesson, not just for leadership, but any space where people are trying to connect. That's what we are doing with Empower. If we want to build a space where people feel safe, respected, and truly supported, we have to first help them understand themselves, their shortcomings, strengths, and everything. Just bring those things up and then help them understand each other. Because the truth is, most people don't want to be misunderstood or harmful. They just don't always have the tool to communicate their thoughts in a way that makes others feel seen. And once you have that understanding, once you stop assuming someone is against you and start asking why they think the way they do, that's when real connections happen. And I think real leadership is not just supporting my team and taking the lead. It's about creating a shield around your team. Even if you need to step back and give the spotlight to someone else, you are not hesitant about it. There is no jealousy, no competition. We are here together against the world as we're building it together. So I think that runs not between us. We share the same value with everyone who is part of Empower.
Thank you so much both for that wonderful answer. And while I was listening to you guys, I just felt that anything, if it's an entrepreneurship, if it's a startup, if it's a business, and if there's multiple partners working together on that, what does the partner feel for each other? Because business is not only a business, it's a connection, it's a relationship. Yeah. But how much do we actually invest on those relationships? Mm-hmm. That's a very important question. And I feel how you mentioned, Lamia, that you, when you learned about Razan sometimes having ADHD kind of conditions and you did those studies, actually shows the dedication that you had to understand your partner and to better work together, having that same vision to create this platform and having that same mindset into that platform as well really shows how strong this platform actually is and how effective it will be. So I'm really amazed to learn about the amazing partnership that you both have and the dedication for each other, but also for the company. That energy actually transpires and makes the platform even stronger because you guys went through that firsthand. I'm really, really appreciative of that. Let's talk a bit about social media and toxicity because we see that everywhere these days. I used to play games a lot before and we were in Discord servers and everywhere. So in Discord servers, you can chat and you can say things to others. There is a lot of toxicity that goes around there. Even if we check social media, you can see in the comment section that anyone is posting an achievement or something special, you will see people, if it's a public thing, you will see people commenting all sorts of stuff over there. That actually makes me sad very often. So I wanted to ask you on this topic about social media and toxicity. A lot of people actually feel online spaces are either too toxic or too censored. How is Empower handling this moderation differently from other social medias?
Yeah, you were talking about the comment section. Before I even get to the comment section, if I see a post, I already know that it's going to be filled with toxicity in the comments at this point. Because the way that social media is moderating content right now, it is completely broken. If someone is saying something problematic, they're banned. If a conversation gets heated, the post is deleted. But does that really fix anything? No. This goal, with the same behaviors, they're just moving somewhere else, doing the same thing, and nothing changes. So what we're doing with Empower is saying, what if instead of just banning people, we actually taught them how to engage better? So let's say someone makes a dismissive comment in a mental health discussion. Instead of blocking them, we ask questions. Did they understand why their words were harmful? Have they ever been taught how to approach sensitive topics with empathy? And would they do better if they were given the right tools? Instead of removing them, we give them the opportunity to earn, say, conflict resolution badge by completing a small interactive course on communicate with understanding. So once they complete it, they can rejoin the discussion, but now they actually understand why their words had an impact. We're making a movement here. We're creating a better, healthier environment for everyone, and they have the chance to come along with us on this. That is the difference between a platform that truly promotes growth and one that just throws people when things get uncomfortable. We are not here to cancel people. We are here to transform the way they engage online.
Exactly, because people don't want moderation. They rather want fairness. Think about it, buddy, getting their post removed without an explanation. Mm-hmm. In general, social media platform, when they remove any content, they will just mention that it's against the community guidelines. And you get such a big guideline, you don't know what you broke and how you actually broke it. They feel frustrated. And that's why Empower's AI-powered accountability system doesn't just flag that behavior. It actually teaches people how to do better. We do have real people who are moderating. We also have the AI is helping everyone who is doing it firsthand. And beyond moderation, we have taken security and verification very seriously. One of the biggest problems on social media today is fake profiles, impersonation, and people avoiding accountability by creating new accounts after being removed. Every single person is verified through a three-factor verification authentication process. That's that no one can create multiple profiles under different names. If someone is removed, they cannot just make a new account and come back. Every member is accountable for their presence in the community. This eliminates trolling, impersonation, ensuring that when engaged with someone on Empower, you know they are who they say they are. That's why we don't believe in throwing people away. If someone is willing to learn, we will always give them the tools to improve. And that's how real change happens, not just in online spaces, but in real world, because social media impacts our real life a lot. we're seeing contents, and subconsciously it is consuming everything, our thought process and everything. So however we behave and whatever we see, that actually impacts our real life. So we are trying to change all these things and eliminate all this toxicity.
Mm-hmm. The batch system was created as a true manifestation of my own experiences. My whole life, I have been so lucky to have friends who never judged me. And when I was doing something wrong or misinformed, they always met me with respect, kindness, and education. And that's the key thing with the batch system. They knew my intention was never to be harmful. I just needed a chance to understand. So they always educated me with that love, kindness, and respect. That's what is empowering, you know? When you're given that unconditional love and people hold the space for you to grow instead of punishing you for what you don't know, you actually want to do better. You want to listen. You want to improve, not out of fear, but out of respect. I mean, that's what the batch system is all about. We don't label anyone as wrong or bad. We give them the tools to evolve. The truth is, we all have blind spots. We all make mistakes. But growth only happens when we feel safe to unlearn and relearn. And that safety comes from knowing that you're engaging in real life verified communities, not a space filled with fake accounts or trolls. You have the chance to grow. You're not going to get canceled here on Empower. People are supporting you. A community is strong and empowering.
That's wonderful and very, very innovative indeed. Razan and Lamia, the batch system that you mentioned, and that actually shows certain level of competency or certain level of achievement that a user has done, and that actually lets them understand that these people have this ability to do that. An idea signifies how much well planned and thought this platform is from genius minds view. And also, I really appreciate the three factors authenticating profiles. So in order to remove unverified or duplicate or fake accounts, that actually creates a healthy space in the social media platform. You mentioned, Lamia, if I'm not mistaken, about AI. So is there an AI element in Empower? And if there is, I wanted to learn a bit more about that.
Yeah, because it is, again, another true manifestation of my experiences. And our AI is called Mika. Mika is our AI. It's like having a best friend who truly understands you and knows what you need, even when you're struggling to figure it out. So it was inspired by my best friend, Dominika, who was that person for me. So she didn't tell me what to do. She understood who I was in the moment, what I was capable of in that moment, and what I needed in a way that was possible for me. For example, if someone is depressed, there's low functioning depression, there's high functioning depression. Low would be you can't get out of bed or brush your teeth. High functioning depression would be I'm showing up, I'm on the podcast, nobody knows that I'm going through depression. So getting the right resources for what you're experiencing is so powerful. You need the right kind of support for those moments. So in my life, I was very lost and overwhelmed when I was younger, and I don't know where to turn. And Dominika, she didn't throw at random advice at me, functioning, low functioning depression, different types of advice for different parts of it. She met me where I was. She knew when I needed the resources, when I needed space, when I needed a push, and when I just needed to be heard. I mean, that's exactly what Mika does for people. Mika's trained by psychologists and therapists to actually guide you based on where you are in your life and not just throw the generic self-help tips. It understands the differences between someone who's feeling a little lost, needs direction, and someone who's in a deep place of struggle and can't even get out of bed. So you can't give those two depressed people the same resources as I mentioned. And that's what makes Mika different, is actually understands where you are mentally, emotionally, and physically, and gives you the right resources to fit where you are right now.
And the best part, Mika doesn't just give advice. It connects you to real solutions. Our Mika is trained by psychologists. So our AI, whoever is working with the AI, he has built everything from scratch. So our Mika is a bit different than the traditional ones. Of course, they will get all the things that you can do with the traditional ones. But it is more with the understanding of a user's personality, and eventually help them with every guidance in their whole life. So Mika can help them with other things like career, with their financial planning, spiritual growth, relationship, with all the tools and all the resources that is required. And it can do more, but I'm not going deeper into that because it's a surprise maybe. And also, growth doesn't happen in isolation. It happens when you have support, guidance, access to the right tools. And that's exactly what Mika is here for. And the way Dominika helped Roseanne, the way she didn't judge her, didn't rush her, or just held the space and give her the exact resources she needed, Mika is inspired by. And that's what our Mika does. We wanted to take that kind of unconditional support and make it accessible for everyone, because everyone deserves to feel seen, understood, and supported. And that's what Mika does. So yeah, I'm not going much deeper on all the offerings that Mika will be providing. So let's keep it a surprise for that.
For sure. I just want to learn a bit more, because when you just mentioned that Mika is trained by psychologists and counselors, I just wanted to understand, how did you get that to do with AI tool? How was that training happening?
AI is actually intelligent because all the platforms are given, you train every day, right? You train the model every day with every information. So every time we get psychologists, or every time we partner up with different psychologists and researchers, they actually train the AI on how the situations and everything, the prompting, the training, everything is done with their knowledge and with their experience. That's why Mika is a bit different.
And with our philosophy with Empower.
Yeah, the values philosophy, of course. Mm-hmm. And work only with people who actually align with our values, who is there to accept that there are the need for change, and we will be changing the rigid behavior and mindset. So I think that's what we are training our AI with. Everything in our platform is actually aligned with the values that we have, our community, our tools, our resources, and everything. And it's not just us creating it. It's a unified decision. The psychologists, the students who joined, the tech team, the marketing team, the financial team, and everyone. And we are working around the world. I'm from Bangladesh. She's from Canada. And we're working with several parts of the world. And we're bringing in all those cultures, all those understanding, and putting it all together. It's a unified platform. We started actually with the community support and with their guidelines, because they were asking for it. So it was the help they were asking for, and we are providing it.
It looks like it's a very strong AI tool, and it would be very useful and helpful for the Empower users. One of a kind thing I've seen in a long time. Thank you so much for sharing that information with us. I wanted to ask you, we hear a lot about intelligence and success, but not as much about emotional and social intelligence. Why do you think these are so important, especially in today's world?
Because without emotional and social intelligence, nothing truly works. That's what we feel, and I personally feel, whether in relationships, businesses, leadership, or even just daily interactions. We think of intelligence as knowledge, what to know, what to do, but emotional intelligence, that's understanding yourself. And social intelligence, that understanding how to interact with others. And regardless of how talented you are, you can't really navigate people. You will hit walls over and over again. Look at the world we live in. People are constantly misunderstanding each other online and in real life. So many conflicts, arguments, and divisions don't come from bad intention. They come from lack of awareness, maybe. I think today's world, people are really, really impatient. So people respond emotionally instead of intentionally. They project their past onto the present. We don't live into the present anymore. And we think so much of our future. We are either living in the past or the So they assume instead of asking. And if you don't take the time to understand yourself, your triggers, your emotions, your reactions, you will keep carrying that into every conversations. And that's why emotional intelligence is the foundation for everything. It's what allows you to navigate the world without making everything personal. It's always not about you. The world does not revolve around you. There can be several things happening with someone else's life.
Yeah. And for me, having ADHD has made this something I've had to work on even more. Sometimes it's hard for me to read the room the way that other people naturally do. I might miss social cues, not realize how my tone comes across. That was a struggle in the beginning with Lamia and I in our relationship. I could be too direct without meaning to be. It's something I've had to actively learn how to slow down and be a little bit more intentional with how I communicate. And that's just a work in progress. I'm still learning my past habits I'm grateful for my friends who have stuck by me through everything. And that is the essence of Empower, holding space for us to grow with unconditional love.
Thank you so much for that. So I wanted to ask you a bit about human behavior again. So much of human behavior is shaped by experience. So Empower was designed with that in mind. Was that the case, actually?
Absolutely. Our philosophy at Empower is deeply rooted in the idea of how we think, act, and engage with others shaped by our surroundings and education. People aren't born emotionally intelligent. They learn from what they see and how they were raised, from what their environment taught them. If you grow up in a space where emotional expression was shut down, you probably struggle to communicate your feelings. If you were never taught how to navigate conflict, you probably avoid it or react defensively. So that's why Empower isn't just another social platform. It's built with a perspective of psychology, neuroscience, and human behavior in mind. We designed this app understanding how the brain works, how people react, what actually drives emotional and social growth. Everything from the way we moderate, from the way we discuss, how we approach personal development is all rooted in psychology principles, and that explains how people think and behave. Behavioral science that helps guide users toward healthier interactions, and education that actually help people unlearn unhealthy patterns. We learn emotional intelligence. So Empower isn't just about social connection. It's about understanding why we behave the way we do and helping people evolve into better versions of themselves. And that's why we integrate learning into every part of the platform, whether it's through interactive courses, AI-powered reflections, or great guided group discussions. We believe when people understand why they feel the way they feel, why they think the way they do, and why they act the way they do, they can start changing how they interact with others. And that is the core of Empower. It's not just an app, it's real human growth.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Many people actually struggle with empathy, especially when they don't relate to someone's experience. So how can we build a real empathy for others?
While we were creating this platform, we had to spend a lot of time, other than our own experiences and our own learning process, we had to work with different psychologists and actually read a lot about it, because what you are preaching, you need to practice that yourself first. So I think real empathy starts with curiosity. A lot of people think of empathy as, I have to relate to your experience to care about it. But that's not true. You don't have to personally understand what someone is going through to respect them, to listen, to hold space for them. And that's where most people get stuck. Or they think that, well, I have never experienced that, so I don't get it. But that's really not the point of empathy. Empathy is not to get it perfectly. It's to be open enough to listen. That's why one of the best ways to build empathy is to ask more questions than assuming less. Instead of, that doesn't make sense to me, you can try saying that, okay, I have never thought about it that way. Can you tell me more? So someone would just, for instance, someone can just say, okay, I wouldn't react that way. They might be overreacting. Sometimes we do, because that's our emotional space. Rather than that, you can say, okay, what might have led them to feel this way? So you can ask those questions rather than assuming that, okay, I wouldn't react that way at all. You don't know what that person is going through. Every single person is shaped by their own experiences. Just because something is not a big deal to you doesn't mean it's not a big deal for them. And when you start seeing people through that lens, when you start thinking, what if I grew up that the way they did? What if I experienced what they have been through? That's when the journey begins of connection. Because empathy is not about agreement, it's about understanding. We are reshaping the way we communicate online, which will help us in real life as well. Because like I said, we spend a lot of time online. So of course, it has an impact on our real life too. Habit does everything. So we are not silencing anyone. We are reconfiguring maybe we communicate. That's one of the best way, I guess, we can learn about empathy and hold the real empathy for others.
Yeah. Empower is about creating a culture of emotional intelligence, growth, and true connection. We want to change the way people engage with each other, both online and offline, by making self-awareness and social understanding the standard. That's what Empower is here to do. It's truly, truly a movement. And we're so excited for everyone who's joining our beta If no one has joined our beta yet, they can sign up on our website and we'll be launching our beta this year. So we're really excited for that.
I'm really hyped and excited to learn more about this platform and just viewing it really quickly. Dear listeners, if you do want to sign up for that beta, the website is www.weareinpower.com. If you do have any questions, please feel free to reach out to the founders, Razan and Lamia. If you do want to learn more about Razan and Lamia's work, you can definitely do that by visiting www.activeaction.fm and just go search Razan or Lamia's name and you will find their own personal webpage, which actually talks about InPower and some of the work that they have been doing. And it also includes their social media or their social handle. So if you want to connect with them through that, that's another way for you to do it. Thank you so much, Razan and Lamia, for meeting with me this morning and having this amazing conversation about a social media that will truly empower its users with the power of the AI that we are also excited to see and leverage from. Thank you so much and I really appreciate your time. Any last words you have for our audience?
Yes, I think we would like to welcome everyone to sign up for the beta because there are much more things than what we are discussing because we haven't launched the beta yet. That's why we are not disclosing a lot of amazing features about InPower. It's right. Not yes. The social media. There are so much more. We talk about holistic development. We are all about giving you all the tools, all the resources to grow in every way possible. And we are here to help you and guide you and be with you, support you in this journey. No one is alone in this journey when you join InPower. Even if you don't join, just take a look at it. I'm sure that everyone will fall in love with it.
And also, we really need the help of the community to be active and give their input because every decision we make is with the community. So if this aligns with anyone listening, please join our beta and join us on this movement.
Thank you so much. I'm really sure our audiences are also hyped me to learn more. And you can definitely do that by visiting their website, weareinpower.com. Also, if you want to just learn more, visit Razan and Lamia's webpage in our website.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, we were just talking to Razan and Lamia from InPower. I'm really hyped to see what this actually holds for the users and especially this era of social media. It's amazing to see something like this, which is innovative, thinks about its users, really empowers them to do what they want. And the best thing is to learn from each other, learn from each user and make this a very strong suit for individuals and personality. And the toxic free environment just comes as a bonus. Big addition was the Mika AI that we are really excited to see how that supports the users, but I'm sure you will be excited. So I really encourage you guys just to take a look at that. Sign up for their beta and just share that information. Thank you so much again for joining in this episode. We have been trying to be consistent in releasing one episode per week, but I do apologize if sometimes that's not the case. But thank you so much for all your constant support. And also our premium supporters program is getting popular because we just received 18 signups this week. So I'm actually trying to provide more useful and helpful resources for your personal and professional development, but also for business and financial growth as well. So if you're interested, check that out. Apart from that, finally, if you do find value in our content at all, please feel free to share this episode with your friends or the other episodes, maybe someone who might find it value too. And also you can definitely provide us with your inputs and suggestions on how we can do better. Finally, if you do want to support the podcast, you can provide us a tip in our virtual tip jar at activeaction.fm/tip. Apart from that, take care, stay active, and take action, everyone, until we meet again the next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action podcast at activeaction.fm. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. Oh, one more thing. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Get started for free. Visit our website, activeaction.fm/supporter, for more information. Take care, stay active, and take action.